Galatians. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle. Not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Who gave himself for our sins. That he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ to another gospel. Which is not another. But there are some who trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preaches any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again. If any man preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Because do I now persuade men, or God? Or do I seek to please men? Because if I yet pleased men, I would not be the servant of Christ. But I certify to you, brothers, that the gospel which was preached by me is not after man. Because I neither received it from man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God, and wasted it. And profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my forefathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen ungodly, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. Neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia, and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and stayed with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles, except James the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write to you, indeed, before God, I do not lie. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. And was unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he who persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which he once destroyed. And they glorified God in me. Galatians chapter 2. Then 14 years later I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation, and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. Non-Jews. But privately to those who were of reputation. Lest by any means I should run, or had run, in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because false brothers had come in unnoticed. Who came in privately to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. To whom we did not submit ourselves, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seemed to be of influence. Whatever they were, it makes no matter to me. God accepts no man's person. Because those who seemed to be of influence in conference added nothing to me. But to the contrary, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision, non-Jews, was committed to me, as the gospel of the circumcision, Jews, was to Peter. Because he who worked effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, Jews, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. Non-Jews. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen. Ungodly. And they to the circumcision. Jews. Only they desired that we should remember the poor, which I also was determined to do. But when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. Because before certain ones came from James, he ate with the Gentiles, non-Jews. But when they had come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. Jews. And the other Jews likewise separated with him. So much so that Barnabas also was carried away with their separation. But when I saw that they did not behave uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live after the ways of Gentiles, non-Jews. And not as the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles, non-Jews, to live as the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, non-Jews, Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. And not by the works of the law. Because by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore the minister of sin? God forbid. Because if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a sinner. Because I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live to God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, because if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ has died in vain. Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched cast a spell upon you? That you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been set forth with evidence, as crucified among you. This only I would learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it is yet in vain. He who therefore ministers to you the Spirit, and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know therefore that those who are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen ungodly, through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Because as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, because it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, because the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. But, the man who does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, because it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, non-Jews. Through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brothers, I speak after the manner of men. Though it is but a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no man can disannul it, or add to it. Now to Abraham and his descendant were the promises made. He did not say, And to descendants, as of many, but as of one. And to your descendant, who is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant, that was confirmed before by God in Christ, the law, which came 430 years later, cannot void the promise, that it should make the promise of no effect. Because if the inheritance is by the law, it is no more by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Therefore then what purpose does the law serve? It was added because of sins, until the descendant should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. Because if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded that all are under sin. That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up to the faith which would afterwards be revealed. Therefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Because you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Because as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, because you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's descendants, and heirs according to the promise. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say, that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ in any way from a servant, though he is Lord of all. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. How is it then, when you did not know God, you did service to those who by nature are not God's? But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days, and months, and times, and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have bestowed labor upon you in vain. Brothers, I urge you, be as I am, because I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. You know how through weakness of the flesh I preached the gospel to you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh you did not despise, nor reject, but received me as an angel. Messenger of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where then is the blessedness you spoke of? Because I bear you record, that, if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes, and have given them to me. Have I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yes, they would exclude you, that you might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I labor in birth pains again until Christ is formed in you. I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice. How I am speaking to you. Because I stand in doubt of your faith. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Because it is written, that Abraham had two sons, the one by a slave maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the slave woman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. These things are an allegory. Because these are the two covenants. The one from the Mount Sinai, which leads to slavery, which is Hagar. Because this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem which now is, and is in slavery with her children. But Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. Because it is written, Rejoice, you barren who do not give birth. Break forth and cry, you who do not go into labor because the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brothers are the children of promise, as Isaac was. But as then he who was born after the flesh persecuted him who was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son. Because the son of the slave woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast therefore in the liberty in which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of slavery. Indeed, I Paul say to you, that if you are circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Because I testify again to every man who is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect to you, whoever of you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Because we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Because in Jesus Christ neither circumcision is of any value, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. You ran well. Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion does not come by him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that you will not be otherwise minded, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brothers, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I desire that they who trouble you were even cut off. Because, brothers, you have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Because all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you not be consumed by one another. This I say then. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are these. Adultery, married people having sex with someone they are not married to, fornication, having sex outside of marriage, impurity, promiscuity. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, disputes, jealousies, anger, strife, divisions, heresies. envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, temperance. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not seek after selfish ambition, provoking one another, envying one another. Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if a man is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of humility, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Carry one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Because if a man thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. Because every man shall carry his own burden. Let him who is taught in the word share with him who teaches in all good things. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Because whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Because he who sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in doing good. Because in due season we shall reap, if we do not faint. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Because they themselves who are circumcised do not keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. Because in Christ Jesus neither circumcision, nor uncircumcision, profits anything but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From now on let no man trouble me. Because I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brothers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Let it be.